Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today, Viz City goes on the road. Our first stop will be slightly north of Eugene. We're going up to Philomath, and then through the magic of radio, we'll buckle our seat belts and take a short hop down to beautiful downtown Las Vegas. First, Philomath.
Which is just west of Corvallis, and it is the Benton County Historical Society and Museum, a three-story brick building which you can't miss.
Yeah, I've driven by it hundreds of times.
Right. Downstairs, they have their historical items on display, and upstairs is an auditorium where there are lectures and concerts and such, and around the walls are art exhibits. The current art exhibit, which goes until February 28th, is called 150 Years of Oregon Art.
Now, is this something they do on a biennial basis, or is this...
I don't believe that they have done this particular thing before. They have other art shows. Mm-hmm. It is mostly work from their collection and spans this period, which includes the Depression and artists' work under the WPA, which was one of the, shall we say, stimulus things that was initiated under the Roosevelt administration to put artists to work. It's very timely, I think, because there is thought of doing that kind of thing again.
Exactly.
So, and that would, I think, be an excellent thing to do. The work is usually kind of blue-collar workers with big hands.
So a lot of the show is showing this particular genre?
Yes, quite a bit of it. For instance, there is a painting by Louis Bunce, a well-known Oregon artist, showing two butchers at work. They have a carcass hanging between them, and they're cutting it. Also, in case you want to see some of this work in Eugene, some of this type of work, the Eugene Post Office has two murals at either end. And there are also well-known contemporary artists, many of them teaching at OSU. And the show is very pleasant and easily absorbed in one visit and worth such a visit. So that's in Philomath.
Nice day trip.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's...
Now, you've been traveling, right, too, and where have you been, and
well,
what have
I traveled
you seen?
A little bit further than that. I go to Las Vegas every year on business and always try and find some art. There's a lot of art there, and this year I discovered a place. It's in the Bellagio, which is one of the big hotels, and there's a theater there dedicated to a Cirque du Soleil show. It's called O. And what they've done is developed a gallery just outside that theater that features the artwork of Richard MacDonald. MacDonald is a figurative sculptor. He's been around a long time. I know his work from images, but I don't think I'd ever seen the real thing. And he has about 25 to 30 pieces. The ones that are predictable, you know, the size, 18 inches or so. And then he has some life-size ones. And then he has some monumental pieces, and they just blew my socks off.
What are they made of, Terry?
Well, they're all bronzes. And what he's been doing lately is actually doing his sculpture based upon the performers that perform in the Cirque du Soleil show. So you could go out, see this exhibit, and then actually go in the theater and watch O and perhaps see actually one of these performers. And... Well, Lottie, I mean, you worked in ceramics for a long time. Did you ever go to a ceramic show and just were, like, overwhelmed and thought you should just go home and take a macrame or something?
Yes, indeed.
Well, that's the effect this show had on me. It's like, why bother? Like, this guy has hit has raised the bar so high. Of course, working with Cirque du Soleil performers is a fantastic subject matter, but his handling of it is energetic.
And is this a permanent installation or just for
Well,
a
it
while?
Is. It is a gallery. It's only been up for a year, but I talked to Lana, the lady that was handling the gallery, and she said the response has been just overwhelming, and they have no plans to do anything other than stay there. So it's a real treat if you're in Las Vegas. Go over to the Bellagio and check out the Richard McDonald Gallery.
And if you're going to stay in Oregon, maybe a little drive up to Philomath, which is an interesting building. It used to be Philomath College, and now it has an interesting art show.
Philomath in Vegas, that'll get you there. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Wade.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger.